This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan and the United States are criticizing China's coercion and aggression in Asia as senior ministers from both countries held their first in-person talk since President Joe Biden took office in January. Aside from the sharp rhetoric aimed at Beijing, the meeting in Tokyo and a planned stop in Seoul were also aimed at reassuring U.S. allies in Asia after 4 years of occasionally confrontational dealings with the Trump administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the Biden administration is committed to work with U.S. allies and those in the region as they face challenges from China and its ally North Korea, which is pursuing an illicit nuclear weapons program. A surge of migrants on the southwest border has the Biden administration on the defensive. The head of Homeland Security acknowledged the severity of the problem Tuesday, but insisted it's under control and said he will not revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. An official says U.S. authorities encountered nearly double the number of children traveling alone across the Mexican border in one day this week than on any average day last month. The administration is rushing to open temporary child holding facilities, while Republicans say it's all the Democrats' fault for easing the child expulsion rules and talking up another proposed change. Authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia say a 21-year-old man has been captured hours after eight people were killed in shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker said that Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia, was taken into custody in one county on Tuesday night. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A just-released assessment by U.S. intelligence officials finds Russia and Iran, joined by a handful of other countries and groups, did seek to influence the outcome of the November elections in the 2020 presidential election. But the assessment also concludes that despite repeated warnings by a number of top officials, China ultimately decided to sit it out. The declassified report issued Tuesday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence is the U.S. intelligence community's final take on foreign meddling in the hotly contested race in which then-presidential candidate Joe Biden defeated former President Donald Trump. Initially completed and shared with the Trump administration in a classified form in January, the unclassified version required by law seeks to give U.S. voters an overview of the threats and their impact on American democracy. While the assessment concludes no adversary managed to infiltrate critical systems or change how votes were cast, the conclusions on China could lead to new questions about how the intelligence was initially presented to the public. Violence has returned to Myanmar after demonstrators protesting last month's military coup held small peaceful marches before dawn and avoided confrontations with security forces who have shot and killed scores of their countrymen in recent days. In the largest city of Yangon, where casualties have been the highest, police used rubber bullets against crowds in several neighborhoods. One man was reportedly shot and killed. Another killing was reported in one city of Kowloon in the northwestern region. The UN Human Rights Office in Geneva said 149 people have been killed nationwide since the February 1st coup. The Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners put that death toll at 183. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is warning ominously of a scorched earth landscape if Democrats use their new majority to bring an end to the Senate filibuster process. Senators have been considering changes to the decades-old rules that typically require 60 votes to advance legislation. With Democrats controlling the chamber that's evenly split 50-50, they're facing a tough time approving their priorities and U.S. President Joe Biden's agenda. McConnell unleashed the dire forecast Tuesday, implying that Republicans would grind business to a halt by refusing to give consent for routine operations. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer dismissed the warnings as a diversion. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.